This is The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you. The city of Baltimore has settled with the family of Freddie Gray, who died after he was injured in police custody back in April. The $6.4 million settlement will be paid out over the next 2 years. Last week, a judge ruled that the six police officers charged in Gray's death can be tried separately. And this Thursday is a pretrial hearing on whether or not the trial will take place in the city of Baltimore itself. Kenneth Burns is a reporter with WYPR in Baltimore. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Todd.
$6.4 million from the city of Baltimore to the family of Freddie Gray. This is a larger reward than all other settlements combined for violence by Baltimore police going back to 2011.
Yes. And just to give a little perspective for our audience, late last year, the Baltimore Sun did this investigation looking into police settlements, and the amount came up to $5.7 million since 2011. This easily eclipses that amount.
What's at stake for the city of Baltimore here? Why settle now?
Well, in her words, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake said that they wanted to avoid a costly trial, and in her words, it would make it more difficult for the city to heal and potentially cost the taxpayers more money and damages had they gone straight to trial without a settlement.
Now, the mayor also says in her statement that the proposed settlement should not be interpreted as a judgment on the guilt or innocence of the officers facing trial. Kenny Burns, we should remember that six officers are facing criminal charges. This settlement's just for the civil claims.
Yes, this is just for the civil claims. The criminal trial against the six officers, we're still in pretrial motions. We had a couple of big ones last week with the judge deciding that State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, that's our prosecutor in Baltimore, or her office, they are not going to be recused. And the other big decision was that each officer would face separate trials. So we're talking six individual trials. The trial was already scheduled to begin next month, but that's already in doubt because of last week's decision.
How far does this settlement go, do you think, in terms of showing the city of Baltimore and its citizens that accountability is being exercised here? Of course, as you mentioned, criminal trials of all six officers for charges ranging from assault to murder for the deadly ride that Freddie Gray took in the hands of police. But $6.4 million is a huge reward. So the question is, how much accountability has been achieved in the eyes of people who live in the city?
Actually, that remains to be seen because you still have settlements that still come before the city board of estimates every now and then. There was one over the summer that was before the city board that was signed off on.
So there could be more claims that come before the board of estimates going forward.
There could be more to come because you still have the law that dictates what the civilian review board could look at and a whole bunch of moving parts, in other words, to kind of open up the accountability for Baltimore police officers.
Kenny Burns, before we let you go, what, if anything, are city officials doing to prepare the city of Baltimore for the criminal trials that are coming up, potential verdicts? I know those verdicts are a ways away, but everyone knows what can happen in a city if verdicts are unsatisfactory, especially in a sensitive situation like this.
In the short term, we'll see a repeat of what we saw last week with a heightened police presence around the courthouse and around City Hall. And we will definitely know what to expect once the judge decides whether or not to have those trials in Baltimore or move them outside of the city.
Kenny Burns is a reporter with WYPR in Baltimore. Kenny, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.